So on Saturday, we were talking about, for those of you who haven't had an opportunity to listen, I know Jennifer's office assistant is going to be loading the Saturday call into the podcast. So we have a team podcast, and you're welcome to come in and listen to that. And we talked about the Prove It Challenge specifically. So I want to continue that conversation this morning and talk a little bit about how the Prove It Challenge can really change your business and how it can affect a lot of people, as a matter of fact, as you start to share it with others. The first thing first I want to suggest is that you do the Prove It Challenge yourself if you haven't had an opportunity to do that. And I know some of you may feel that you don't need the Prove It Challenge, or maybe something that you hadn't even thought about doing, but I definitely want to suggest that everybody do the Prove It Challenge if you haven't done that yet yourself. And you will see some tremendous results happen. You're going to know what your customers are going to go through, and you'll be able to support your customers through the program better if you have gone through it. Also, if you have not yet, please put yourself in the official Shackley 7-day cleanse. You can find that on Facebook. I think at this point there's about 17,000 people in that group. So that is another wonderful way to support your customers and yourself on the Prove It Challenge. This program is designed to be a 30-day challenge, and then we find that typically, at least I'm finding, that a lot of people need to go further in the program, so they continue another 30 days or more. And then I discuss with them this is a lifestyle change, so this is a forever change that they're going to be doing. So that's sort of an overview if somebody hasn't heard about the program. Average weight loss is about 6.7 pounds in the first 7 days. That is what the clinical study showed that Shackley did. I'm finding people lose anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds in that first week. This is a health reset, so weight loss is not the major focus of this program. That is a secondary byproduct of this program. Energy focus, you know, improving memory, sleep better, those are some of the main things that people notice on this program. So tons of reasons why we would share it. So let me stop here. I'm going to ask if anybody has any questions on the mechanics of how the program works. And then we're going to go into how to share it. So does anybody have any questions on how the actual program works?
Teresa, this is Linda Rica, and I heard somewhere something that I really liked, and I feel like I wanted to incorporate it. And it was where somebody was not just viewing it as a 7-day cleanse before a 30-day program, but they were viewing the week before the 7-day cleanse as a preparation of starting to get some new habits in place to make it more likely that the people would actually follow through and be successful, such as starting to buy good things and planning to have some meal preparation ahead and getting more water. And I can't remember the link where I saw that. Did anyone else see this, and what do you think about that? It seemed like a very good idea to me.
Yes, I think it's a great idea. I don't know that there's an official Shackley link towards that. That might have been a distributor or someone who set that up. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it was just...
that's a great idea. I probably wouldn't share somebody's personal link, but... I think it's a great idea that that individuals do exactly what you're saying there 7 days before. If they're heavy users of caffeine or they need to cut some of the sugars out of the diet, it's a great way to prep for the program. And actually, Shackley does suggest that ahead of time, that you lower your caffeine and alcohol if you are somebody that is having quite a bit of that. So wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Linda. It's awesome. Okay, so since we didn't have any questions regarding the mechanics, let's talk through how are we getting in conversations to share the program or also use this as a way to introduce the business. So I'm going to start with Laureen. I'm going to put you on the spot. I know that you use a lot of the Pivot Challenge conversations to get in conversations for the business. Any tips that you have, Laureen, or comments you'd like to make? And I know I put her on the spot, so she might be muted right now. I'll give her a second to unmute. And Laureen might not be able to unmute right now. So any other go ahead, Laureen. Does it sound like you were going to say something, but maybe not? Okay, well, you can just feel free to just jump in when you're able to do that. So what tips do you guys have for others who are on the call who are new to sharing the Prove It Challenge? Is there something you're using in particular? Trista, how about you? What have you been using, or how have you been sharing it?
Hi, good morning. What I've done is with some of my current customers, because I've been calling them, and what I've done a couple times is somebody will be ordering a few of the items in the you know, their normal vitamins. They'll say, oh, I want to order some Optiflora, and I was, you know, thinking about getting a can of the protein, and can you throw some vitamin B in there? And a lot of times they'll say, have you read my emails about the Prove It Challenge? And you know, most of the time they haven't, or they're like, yeah, I didn't really know what that meant. And, you know, I explained to them that, you know, it's kind of like a reset. It's a healthy way to kind of get your body back on track and operating even better. And I've been able to convert some of those normal supplement sales into Prove It Challenges.
Love it. Thank you. That's a great way to do it, because I'm sure we all have, you know, some customers that would definitely upgrade to the Prove It Challenge. And Trista, like you just said, when they do that, when they upgrade technically, they're allowed to do that once in their lifetime as a customer, and they get it for the $159 price, which is an awesome deal for them. So a wonderful reason to start sharing it with the people you already know. So, Trista, sounds like you send an email out, you're making a phone call, so you're getting some information to them multiple ways. Is that correct?
I send it out with my newsletter, and some of my members that are pretty loyal, I've actually been sending out snail mail to them, or if when somebody does put in an order with their thank you card, I include information about the Prove It Challenge. So I'm trying to get in front of people as much as possible, and especially people that maybe their emails have changed. But snail mail has been pretty effective for me. And I have included it. I've had several catalog requests lately. I think I sent out like 7 catalogs like a week and a half ago. And with all of them, I included the Prove It Challenge. And I still have a few follow-ups to do. You know, per the phone, I'm going to do those again today because I haven't been able to talk to the people, but that's something I definitely want to talk to. I just think it's a great way to start in Shackley, or even if you've been using certain products here or there, it's just a great way to kind of reset and have, like, incredible health coming out of it and moving forward as well.
I love that.
I don't know where it is myself to tell you.
There we go. Okay, so I make phone calls also, and I think that's an important piece behind this besides sending out mailers and flyers on this and emails. One of the things that I've been doing, the customers that I have a pretty strong relationship with, I'm leaving voicemails where I say, hey, we're about 3 months out from hot girl summer, or if it's a man, I'm saying from hot man summer, you know, hot guy summer. And are you guys ready? Are you guys ready to join in? Are you ready to get into your swimsuit? That's another thing I'll say. We're only 3 months out. Or if I know they've been having some, you know, challenges with energy, you know, are you looking for a way to improve your energy? We have a great program. So I'm leaving messages where I'm trying to catch their attention. Give me a quick call back, and then that's how I'm able to get in a conversation about the Prove It Challenge. Now, when I'm out and about with people at events or just hanging out with new people that I've met, whenever anybody asks me what's new, I never say, oh, we don't have anything going on, I'm just busy, or I'm tired, or whatever, the standard answer that people say, right?
nothing new with me. I never say that. When somebody asks me what's happening, I'll say, oh, my gosh, you can't believe it. I helped somebody last week. They've lost 30 pounds this last month. Or I'll say something along the lines of, hey, I was able to help somebody get more energy. They had that 3 o'clock slump. Do you know anybody who would be interested in that? And that's where I'll get hey, maybe I'll be interested, or I know a friend that would be interested in that. So always remembering to have that conversation ready. And then another way that I get Improve It Challenge questions or conversations is, again, the only thing I talk about when I'm out and about with people is the Prove It Challenge. So I had somebody the other day that was talking about the idea that they were concerned that, you know, people are getting sick. And so I said, well, great way to get prepared or build up the immune system is the Prove It Challenge, right? Because we're eating cleaner foods. So it's always a way to think about, you know, where the conversation is going to go. So I'm going to stop here. What type of questions does anybody have about getting in conversations with people about the Prove It Challenge or a comment that you'd like to add? Maybe you have something you've been saying that's working for people. Would you like to share that?
Hey, Teresa, it's Jackie.
Okay, Jackie, go right ahead.
Well, I met with two young ladies in their early 30s the other day and at a coffee shop. They were curious about Shackley and a couple other things. And I found myself asking them, I mean, it came out randomly, but I'm like, that's what I'm going to do from now on. Do you know 6 people that would do this with you? Because I can fall back on 3. And I did fall back on 3. So they're still in the hopper. We're communicating back and forth, and they might come Thursday night to a meeting that I'm having. So I'm just following up with them. But I like asking for 6 people to do it with them instead of 3.
No,
I can fall back on 3. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And people definitely will do it in groups. I had a woman who just referred herself and then 3 other people to do it with her. So we always, that's wonderful. I love the idea of encouraging people to get 6 people or to get 3 people. I love it. And let's see who I'm going to start picking on people. Denise, how about you? What have you been noticing with the Prove It Challenge and sharing that with others? And I know we have some people muted this morning, I see. So she might not be able to talk about that, Denise. I was just picking on you for a second. Tina, how about you? What have you been noticing with the Prove It Challenge?
I apologize. I thought my phone was off. It's not. I hope it is not.
Oh, no worries.
Good morning. I was going to say that what I've noticed really works well. If people don't start off in groups, encourage them, or even if they do start off in groups, what I've seen happen is that when they start posting or sharing their experiences, then all of a sudden they get groups of other people interested if they weren't able to do that from the start. So I would encourage people to really talk about it. It's not always comfortable to do measurements, and I know it's not about weight loss, so, you know, maybe encourage a couple different options, you know, how they feel, how they perceived the diet, the program, how if, in fact, they did lose weight, because I'll tell you, just about every person that I – actually, every single person that – has done the challenge for me has lost weight, and they have noticed it considerably. So it's either on a scale or, you know, with a tape measure. So just make sure that people are aware of their goal and then encourage them to share it. And then ask them to maybe write up a little, you know, validation for you or your business and something that you could share, and if they're okay with you using pictures or their names or something. So getting it out there socially is what I was going to say.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been able to do that a few times where I can encourage some of the customers, like you said, ask for permission to get them to be able to do that. So I'll do before and afters on Facebook Maybe I will incentivize the customer with something if they allow me to do that. And that has created a lot of buzz. So that gets other conversations going, which is awesome. And then people will start asking you questions. So another way that you can get the word out. Now, as we're encouraging groups to go ahead, right? Is that what you were going to say?
Right, it's true. No, I was going to say it's true. And that's the goal, right? Like if we remember what Roger is encouraging us to talk about is that switching from sick care to well care. And there sure is a lot of sick care being talked about right now. And, you know, we could move that conversation to well care easily, you know, by getting people encouraged to eat more fruits and vegetables. And that's really what this is about, right? It's not about, you know, taking every single Shaklee supplement. It's about really switching from sick care to well care and eating more fruits and vegetables and taking care of ourselves and being aware. And that's really the goal is, you know, to feel better. And when people feel better, they do better. I mean, it's just really a wonderful round robin of events. And that's really the goal.
And I posted a quote the other day that Will Smith has a, I guess you could say, a health coach, personal trainer, nutritionist, and the woman had made a quote that said, self-care starts in the kitchen. And I thought, isn't that incredible? We talk a lot about self-care. That is a big buzzword that people are using online especially. But when we think about it, self-care definitely starts in the kitchen, right? Because how are we feeding ourselves? That is definitely going to affect how we feel. So just reminding people about that. Another thing that also we can switch this over to the business is that as we get groups of people that start to do it, the person that has introduced people, upgrading them to distributor if they're not a distributor or having them start in Shaklee as a distributor so that way they can start earning money immediately from sharing that the Prove It Challenge with groups of people. So this is a wonderful way to start growing volume in your business, to start growing pockets of people who start earning bonuses and become distributors and directors. This can happen very fast because these conversations are going to be sharing quickly, and it's very visible. So it's easy for somebody who's interested in building a Shaklee business for people to come up to them and say, what's happening? I see what's going on with your body. A lot of changes happening, right? So it's a wonderful way to share the business opportunity. So make sure you're definitely rowing with two oars and that you're talking about the products and you're talking about the business when you mention the Prove It Challenge because of the fact that this is a great way to get that out into more hands and to help more people earn money. So in addition, there we go, let me see if I can say that right, to self-care helping us internally, self-care can also help us financially, right? So that's the other piece to remember about this. So we haven't heard from a few people. Does maybe Pandora, Lynn, do you guys have any comments, Tina, that you'd like to add, questions?
Hey, Teresa. I think one of the things that I'm finding, too, is a lot of people are very either they're doing the keto diet or they've heard a lot about the keto diet and they're intrigued by the keto diet. So that's been a great way to get into some conversations, too, because when we talk about having a long-term plan for healthy eating, the Prove It Challenge really sets you up beautifully for that. And so I've been doing a lot of discussions with people about, do you feel like the keto diet is something that you can sustain? Are you just doing that temporarily? And how the Prove It Challenge can be a natural transition into a lifestyle and a long-term way of healthy eating. So that's definitely been a great way to get in conversation with people because they're already learning or looking or they've heard something so they're interested in it. And really helping them understand that we're trying to create a lifestyle of health and not just a temporary diet-type situation has really started some great conversations.
Yeah, I'd love that. And that is one of the things that most of my customers are saying, Tina, what you mentioned, this lifestyle change, and they feel that they are consciously eating and instead of being an unconscious eater. And that's really how we can help people change their habits because if they really realize what they're putting in their mouth, right, that's what changes it all. So it's a lifestyle. I love it. Lynn, Pandora, Betty, any comments you guys want to make before we close out? And anybody else?
Hey, Teresa, it's Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
You were talking about the fact that, like, that, you know, short season's coming up and swimsuit season, it gets here a lot faster. It's like, so, of course, I will start talking about it immediately. It's because like, now it is March and it's supposed to get up in the 80s this week, so we'll be back in shorts. But I think that, it's like, that we should have fun with it, too, because if you strike up a conversation with people, and like I said, everybody's talking about the fact that they have the flu and they have bronchitis and they're sick and they're sick and they're sick, and we strike up a conversation about the fact that, like, yes, because people say, it's like, oh, well, you guys don't ever get sick. And I tell people, I go, it's because we strip and shake in our kitchen every morning. And you'd be surprised as to how much attention that will get from people even standing around you about, what did they just say?
Yeah, it's true.
The fact that, like, we just do not have enough teeth in our mouth, our time in the day, to get the optimal nutrition that our bodies need to live healthy lives. So it's basically an introduction of talking about cleansing out your body, and then, like I said, you strip and shake for 30 days, and we guarantee that you're going to feel the difference, or we're going to give you your money back. And so it has become, I mean, we are part of the Prove It Challenge Club with Shackley now. It's like, I mean, I was amazed that that actually happened, but yay! And and now it's like we have got a goal to, like, get 3 Prove It challenges into people's hands every month, because we are making a difference, and it's a powerful thing that we are doing. And like I said, when Roger has that mission to transform sick care to well care, that is really, really big, because there are a lot of people that are sick that we can help.
And I love it, because you're right. Let's have fun with it. It doesn't have to be a something that, you know, people are going to be drawn to the excitement. People are going to be drawn to the difference of what you're saying. And that's why I seem to get a lot of attention when I say Hot Girl Summer. And that can be, Hot Girl Summer can be whatever it want, whatever somebody wants it to be. And Strip and Shake, it definitely gets somebody's attention. And that's really what you want. You want to just get the conversation going. So whatever it takes, you know, I'm sure you sound very enthused when you're saying it, and that catches people's eyes. And so I love it. Those are great. So just get in those conversations. And what you just mentioned, too, figure out, today's March 1st, how many Prove It challenges do you want to sell? How many distributors do you want to get from the Prove It Challenge conversations this month? Take a clipboard out, take a sheet of paper, if you have a grease board in your office, whatever it is, I want you to draw, if you want 10 people, draw 1 through 10 on a sheet of paper, 1 through 20, 1 through 30, how many are you are going to have this month, how many new distributors you're going to have, 5, 10, whatever it is, and those are going to be blank spaces, and then I want you to take a pencil and you start filling in the potential people that will fill in those spots. And you will be surprised by the end of the month that you will reach that. It might not be the people you're going to think it will be, but you are going to attract what you actually track. So make sure that you do that. So that's my closing point. Make sure that you figure out how many you want to sell this month and set the goal and the intention, and you will have it happen. So I hope you guys have a great Shackley week. Thank you for all the participation. We will see you on our Tuesday night health and wealth event tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central. Okay, have a great Shackley week. Talk to you guys later. Bye now.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Have a great week.
Bye. Have a great day, everybody.